The reading today is Luke 5, verses 12-16.
Luke chapter 5, verses 12-16. While Jesus was in one of the towns, a man came along who was covered with leprosy. When he saw Jesus, he fell with his face to the ground and begged him, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." And Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said. "Be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him. Then Jesus ordered him, "Don't tell anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them." Yet the news about him spread all the more, so the crowds of people came to hear him and to be healed of their illnesses. But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed.
Father God, as we come to your word today, help me as I seek to explain it. Help us to hear as you speak to us through it. Help us to be changed by what we hear through the work of your Holy Spirit in us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. About this time of year, 9 years ago, I was sat in the back of my parents' car, surrounded by boxes of my things, heading to university for the first time. I was pretty terrified. I was worried that no one there would like me, that I'd be left out, not make any friends, and that I'd end up as a hermit living in my own room, shut away from the outside world. I was worried that I'd be a social outcast. Thankfully, it wasn't like that. I made lots of new friends, and I even met Maya there, who I somehow convinced to marry me. Being an outcast isn't a nice experience. That's why I was so scared on that first car journey. And in today's passage, we find someone who's had to live as an outcast. We see that Jesus reaches out to outcasts in need of cleansing. And if you're taking notes, that's my first point. Jesus reaches out to outcasts in need of cleansing. So what made the man in the passage in need of cleansing an outcast? Verse 12, if you take a look at it with me, tells us he was covered in leprosy. This means that he had one of a number of very serious skin diseases. This would have taken a serious and painful toll on the man's health, as well as his physical appearance. On top of this, it made him an outcast. People would have steered clear of him just because of his appearance. Furthermore, the laws given to Moses in the Old Testament required that people with infectious diseases, like this man had, lived outside the camp, outside the settlement of God's people. This meant being cut off, social isolation. They could only return if they were healed, declared clean from their disease. And the person with leprosy was not only cut off socially. For that person, as well as being cut off from the settlement, they were cut off from entering the temple there. They were cut off from the point of mediation with God. Leprosy was a barrier, spoiling their relationship with God. So the man's leprosy would have spoiled his whole life, his relationships with others, and his relationship with God. Given this, it would have made his life really miserable, and it would have been hard for the leper not to realise the serious situation he was in. It would have made every day completely miserable. Because of this, he knew that if there was any chance of rescue, he needed to take it. No wonder he came to Jesus, absolutely desperate for help. Verse 12 tells us, when he saw Jesus, he fell with his face on the ground and begged him, "Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean." The big question for him is Jesus willing to help? Is he willing to help this outcast who everyone else would shun? Wonderfully, we see that he is. Verse 13 says, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said. The man realized that Jesus was his only hope. He cried out to him, and Jesus responded. He reached out to this outcast, unclean man. Now, this isn't just a nice story about a man being healed physically. It happened, and it's been recorded for us in the Bible, because God is speaking to us through it to illustrate a problem that we all have too. We too, though we may not realize it, are all born with a problem, like the man with leprosy. A problem that makes us outcasts. A problem that makes us unclean. And that problem is our sin. We're all born with hearts that reject God and want to shut him out and ignore him in our lives. Hearts that want to live as we choose and not to please him. Sin can cut us off socially through hurtful things that are said and done, breaking relationships. But the most serious effect of sin is that it is the ultimate barrier that cuts us off from God. God is perfectly good in all ways, perfectly just. And because of this, he cannot accept any wrong, any evil. All sin must be punished. All of us are sinful, unclean because of our sin and falling short of God's perfect standard. Because of our sin, we all face the punishment of being cut off from God's presence, from all his goodness, and all the good things that he gives us, forever. We have to realize our predicament in order to call out for rescue, like the man with leprosy. In July 2013, two families went for a picnic at a secluded beach near Padstow in Cornwall. The weather was absolutely beautiful. The whole country was basking in a heat wave at the time. As they were happily enjoying their picnic, they didn't notice the tide slowly rising, coming in around them and cutting them off. It was only when they looked up and noticed the danger that they were in, they realised their need to call for help. They didn't have any mobile or phone reception there. You may have experienced similar problems down in Cornwall. And so they spelled out the word in stones on the beach. Somebody saw their signal and they were rescued by the RNLI. Thankfully, they realised the serious situation they're in time to be rescued. I think there's a danger that we can go through life not noticing the serious situation that sin puts us in. Not noticing that we're in danger. If you're not a Christian here today, it's something really worth taking the time to think about. Sin cuts us off from God and puts us in danger of being cut off from him and all his goodness forever if it's not dealt with. But as we've seen with the man with leprosy, the good news is that when we call out to Jesus for help, he responds. He reaches out to those cut off by their sin to deal with the problem. And we'll think about how he does this a bit more in a moment. Many of us here will have realised our problem with sin and accepted Jesus' offer to deal with it for us. Jesus has reached out and saved us. For us, let's be willing to show the same compassion as Jesus in reaching out with the saving message about him to those around us. They are outcasts from God too, like we once were. Let's be willing to make the time to share the good news about Jesus with them. A great way might be to invite them to one of the church events, like the meal at the Two Soils at Pet I spoke about earlier. And let's remember that it's a need that everyone has. Think about the non-Christian friend whose life seems absolutely perfect as it is. We may shy away from telling them about Jesus because their life seems fine as it is. They've got a great job, loads of friends and a wonderful family. They seem happy as they are. But in God's eyes, they're an outcast, in need of cleansing, and at risk of being cut off from him forever. Or we may shy away from reaching out to those we're tempted to think of as beyond redemption, society's outcasts today. We must reach out to them with compassion and the good news about Jesus too. We too were once cut off from God because of our shortcomings. But despite that, Jesus reached out to us. So what happens when Jesus responds to the man's cry for help and to our cry for help? We see Jesus cleanses the unclean. And if you're taking notes, that's my second point. Jesus cleanses the unclean. Take a look at verse 13. I am willing, he, that's Jesus, said, be clean. And immediately the leprosy left him. Jesus has the two key traits needed to help the man. We've already seen that he has the compassion to help the man. He wants to help him. He's willing to reach out to him. We also see that he has the power to help him. Jesus speaks, and immediately the leprosy leaves the man. It's instant healing. It couldn't have been more effective. Others may have been willing to help, but only Jesus had the power to do so. And the result is the man is now completely clean of leprosy. The disease that had been ruining his life was completely dealt with. Rather than the man transferring his uncleanness to Jesus, Jesus' cleanness has been transferred to the man. It's an illustration of our problem with sin and the cleansing that Jesus offers. Our sin can only be dealt with by someone who's willing to deal with it and has the power to do so. Jesus dealt with our sin by being willing to go to the cross. He took the punishment that we deserve in our place so that we could be forgiven, made clean. He's the only one with the power to do so because he's the only one to have lived a life without sin, a completely clean life. He's God's perfect son, the only acceptable substitute. Only he has the power to deal with our sin. We can't sort it out ourselves. We can only be cleansed through his death on the cross. And Jesus' healing of the man in the passage is supremely effective. And similarly, his healing for us on the cross is supremely effective. Through the cross, we're totally forgiven for every sin, past and future. We have no punishment to face. The forgiveness on offer, this forgiveness is offered to us all. Like the man with leprosy, we need to realize our problem and come to Jesus asking, make me clean, and he will. Have you ever taken a dog for a walk in the countryside on a wet day? They tend to get absolutely plastered in mud. We had Jack Russells at home when I was growing up, and because of their short legs, they'd be especially muddy. When you come back from the walk, your dog's caked in mud and probably stinks because they've rolled in a few cowpats. They need a clean. And that isn't going to happen if they're left on their own. They might get some of the mud off by rolling on your nice white carpet, but there'll still be some mud matted into their fur, and they'll still smell of cowpats. They need you to give them a wash to help them get clean. And we need Jesus to make us clean from our sin. We can't do it ourselves. His death on the cross pays for all our sins, past and future, when we put our trust in him. This obviously isn't the case for a dirty dog. I suggest that you give them a wash after every time they get muddy. One shower's definitely not going to last. Maybe you're someone here today who feels weighed down by the weight of their sin. You've done things you regret that were wrong, and you wish that something could be done about it. If that's you today, Jesus is reaching out to you and wants to make you clean. You can know that all you've done has been forgiven by God if you put your trust in Jesus. Through his death on the cross, all your sins can be paid for once and for all, dealt with. Those of us who are trusting in Jesus may be tempted to feel dirty too, not good enough, displeasing before God, wanting to shy away from him. We need to remember that through Jesus, we're fully cleansed, made perfectly clean. We can come to God knowing that however the last day is gone, to him we are clean, spotless, and cleansed through Jesus' blood. So when you've had a bad day, maybe you've said something you regret, you're struggling in the battle against that particular sin you've been fighting for ages, or maybe you've joined in with unkind gossip you wish you hadn't, or maybe you just don't feel good enough. Don't avoid God. Yes, keep battling the sin, but keep coming to him. He loves you and sees you as perfectly clean, whatever the ups and downs of your life, because of Jesus. So what happens once the man has been cleansed? we see that Jesus restores an outcast's relationship with God. That's my third point. Jesus restores an outcast's relationship with God. Jesus tells the man, "Don't tell anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them." Although he may have felt like he wanted to go and shout it from the roofs about what had happened, that's not the first thing he should do. The man wasn't immediately to go and let everyone know about Jesus' healing powers. This might have encouraged crowds to obsess about Jesus' abilities and be distracted from the spiritual side of his mission. And besides, there was something much more important that the man needed to do. Jesus tells him the first thing he should do is go to the temple and offer the sacrifices that the Old Testament law required lepers who'd healed to make. So he can enter the temple again. He's to begin his restored relationship with God, which can now return to what it was before leprosy spoiled everything. The man can go back to society, be with the ones that he loves again, and begin living life fully again, no longer an outcast. It's a new, restored life, practically, socially, and spiritually. He wasn't to keep living as an outcast, but to embrace the new life that he had. And it reflects the restored relationship that we can enjoy with God when we've been cleansed by Jesus. Our relationship with him, which was spoiled by our sin, is now healed through Jesus' death on the cross. Christians aren't saved to continue living as outcasts, cut off from God, but saved for a restored relationship with him. This means we can come to speak to him in prayer. We can trust that he's working for our good in all things, and we can be sure of being welcomed into his new perfect creation in the future. We will be able to enjoy all his goodness and good gifts, unspoiled by the sin that spoils this world. Sometimes we hear in the news about family members who've had to endure being cut off from one another. Sometimes they're separated by war or stuck in different countries because of political situations. It's wonderful, isn't it, when we see stories of families being reunited, when the barrier separating them has been overcome. When the family is finally reunited, it's usually a very emotional occasion, with everyone crying tears of joy. The relationship is back to how it should be. They're no longer cut off from one another. Jesus overcomes the barrier of our sin, which cuts us off from God, to restore us to the loving relationship that God desires to have with us, to the joy of knowing our Creator, a God who we can call Father, know personally, a joy like we see in those reunited families. And this relationship to God is opened up to all who put their trust in Jesus, personal access to God who created us and the whole universe. If you're not yet a Christian, it's a relationship that you can enjoy too. Jesus wants to welcome you into a relationship with God. If it's something you'd like to speak more about, I'll be at the back at the end of the service and I'd be happy to speak to you about it. If we are Christians, let's prioritise growing in this relationship that we now have. It would have been ridiculous for the man to keep hiding in exile once he'd been healed. Similarly, as Christians, we should take the time to grow in our new relationship with God through Christ. It's important to make time to spend with our God, time to speak to him in prayer, time to hear to him speak to us through his word in the Bible. If you're anything like me, it's all too easy to let all the busyness of life get in the way. There are so many things that seem so important to get done, and they just keep coming. Take a look at the last verse in the passage, verse 15 and 16. "Yet the news about him spread all the more, so that crowds of people came to hear him and to be healed of their sicknesses. But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed." Jesus had the most important mission possible, saving humanity. There was so much he could do in his short time on earth, teaching, healing, performing miracles. Yet amongst all this, He often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. His priority is his ongoing relationship with his Father. It's a challenging and humbling reminder to me when I'm tempted to think that I don't have time to spend time with God, to think that I have too many important things to get done in the day, of how important that time spent with God really is. So I think today's passage has highlighted the dilemma that all of us and those around us face because of our sin. By nature, we're cut off from God, unclean outcasts. We need to realise the serious situation we're in so we can accept the help that Jesus reaches out to offer us. I think as Christians, we've been reminded of the serious situation of those around us and the need to reach out to them with the gospel in compassion, even those we may find it more difficult to reach out to. We've seen that Jesus is the only one who can make us clean from sin, that he makes us completely clean and restores us to the right relationship with God when we put our trust in him. Once we're in our relationship with God, let's make sure that we grow in it. Jesus clearly prioritizes his relationship with his Father. Let's be people who do likewise. Let's pray as we finish. Thank you, Jesus, that you reach out to us, people in need of cleansing, offering the forgiveness that we need. I pray that we would be people that understand our need, know your cleansing, and grow in our relationship with you. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.